For weddings, seniors, family, and sports pictures, contact Moments in Time. Find them online at reesebaker.com.
All right, Coach Starn, let's get on our party shoes and go to Russellville. This is a big game this week. District championship on the line. Russellville's 8-0. We're 4-5, and both undefeated in the district.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's the way we started this year, that hoping and working toward the opportunity to play Russellville for the district championship. And you know, here it is. Now, we told the kids this week that the whole season that we've been working to improve, and as young as they are, working on their mistakes, we were telling them to get better. It's come down for this game right here. So it's a big game for us. And make no mistakes, Russellville is a great football team, and they're undefeated and ranked second in Class A. So it's going to be a tall task for us to go to Russellville, where it's always tough to play, and then come out of there with a win. So, you know, I told them that Russellville's not going to give it to us, and at the same time, we're not going to give it to Russellville. So we're going to go play as hard as we can possibly play. And I, you know, knowing that we're shorthanded, we're missing our starters and, you know, some inexperience and youth and stuff like that still showing. But you know, we just have to go play the game and give it all that we have and do the best that we can, because we're going to have a week off after we play Russellville, and then we start the playoffs. So we are insured one home field advantage in the playoffs, and you know, the winner of this game is the district championship number one seed, which you know as well as I do in the playoffs, and number one plays number four. Mm-hmm. And then with you know, with it being an even year, and we're an odd district, then we would have to travel to the even district. So if there's two number one seeds in the second round, you know, but at any rate, you know, at the worst case scenario, we'll be second in the district and host number three seed from the other district. So you know, it's still this game is big for us, because I think, you know, it's district championship, and for me, it's to ensure a non-losing season, and we can finish 5-5, and that's important to me. But with that said, you know, we just have to continue to improve and get better, because it's not about just this year; it's about the future of this program as well.
And you know, with that same theme, not being about all about this year. When you look into the past, I mean, and the past is so much a part of tradition, and I think how you play a lot of times. You know, Russellville is a team we've beaten 8 out of the last 11 times we've played them. Now, say that again, 8 out of the last 11
you wouldn't
times.
You wouldn't have me believe that, because I look at Russellville as a powerhouse. You know, it's been a while since we've been in the same district and we played them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I haven't looked back and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, Chris, as I've told you before and said it on a podcast before, you know, I remember having shirts made, that says, the road to the district goes through Russellville. Mm-hmm. And then having it on the back where you have a road of each district opponent.
I remember that. Yeah.
And then led to Russellville, and so that was our goal at one time, and that will continue to be our goal now. That
to dig those shirts back out.
I think there's different opponents, so I think we probably need to make some more. So
that was back in the late '90s, early 2000s, and that's when we beat them. We really dominated them for a long time. You know. After Kenny Barrett left there as coach, and they went through a couple of coaches and some down years, but John Myers has got him back on track.
And you know, John Myers is a good friend of mine. He has a farm here in Crittenden County, and he's a hunter. And you know, every year, opening season of deer season, we communicate on a deer stand. So. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's a good friend of mine, and he does a great job with those kids, and he has them playing well, and they're good athletes, and I think that's a key. We're going to face a team that has a lot of athletes out there, and you never know what happens. I think that Charlie Johnson, who was the WPSD Player of the Week this week, and congratulate him because he deserved it and had a great game. I think he sparked some excitement, enthusiasm in Devin Nesbitt, and some competition there. So we're trying to use that, and that's what we said all along. When you get kids that are competing and things like that, then you become better and you get better. So hopefully that'll work out to our advantage, and those kids, both of those guys, are going to play hard and have a good game.
Looking at Russellville's statistics this year, it looks like they just run the ball a lot. They throw it and have some success on it, but they're just a ground oriented team.
Well, they're a wing T team, and that's what you are when you're a wing T. You pound it on the ground, and then you lure the defense to sleep, and then you throw it over top, and that's what happens. It's all play action, and that's what they do. Because when you have backs like they have, and you put it in their gut for a play action, then you have to bite on them, you have to honor it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't honor it, then you're sitting on your heels, they're going to give it to them. If you remember correctly, last year, they had a fullback that was out, and then they brought in a return fullback who is their starting fullback this year, and they had just handed them, they just pounded it down our throats, big bruising. And they're not complicated. It's very simple. We've ran the wing T as well, and we know what's going to happen. They're gonna give it to the back, and they're gonna feel like that they can just grind it down and pound it, and then they're gonna hand it to a speedster and try to get outside, and that's what they do, and then they do a play action pass. So, we know that. We prepared for it this week, and I've communicated with the coordinators that we're not just going to sit back and let things happen, and we're going to try to be the aggressor and take advantage. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's not going to work if we just sit back and allow things to happen as they did in the past. So we're going to try to be aggressive both offense and defense.
This is a team that put a lot of pressure on our secondary as well, and then that's where we've had some injuries. And are we getting better back there, do you think, right now?
Well, I think we're getting – I think we're working on it. I think they're becoming as good as they can possibly be. There's still some mistakes that's made, but that's just inexperience. And it's a matter of the more you play, the more you learn. And when it's inexperience back there, then, they got to play more. And you can't simulate it in practice, because things happen so much quicker in a game, and so you can just talk about it, and that's all we've been able to do is talk about it. You can try to simulate it, but things just don't happen as quick in practice than it does a game. Mm-hmm. So, they are getting better. They're working on it, but it's just an experience.
And up front on the defense, Beavers has had a great season, I think, for a junior. And then O'Leary's coming along real nicely along, I think, the past few games. And then the interior guys, we hadn't had any major injuries up there that's left.
Brady Burke is hurt us. He was a three technique that he was the fire plug on that inside defense, and Adam Wright is just we've got him playing the shade, which is a plugger, and we know that if you have somebody that plays right off the center, then they're going to have to double team you on that A gap. Well, they double team you, then that frees up a linebacker. Mm-hmm. So that's his role, and he plays it. He does well. And we just got to work on his technique on using his hands and getting off a block and getting to the ball. So, but we've got Will Dobbins, who is playing for Brady Burke in a three technique, and Will does okay. He tries hard. He's a senior and he wants to. And then we have Christian White, who is also rotating in there and comes in and plays. So. You know, we have three guys in there that's playing that position and rotating. And but you know, Beavers and O'Leary, they're solid defensive mm-hmm. ends. And the good thing is you have Beavers, who's a junior, and he'll be back. And then O'Leary's a sophomore. And you know, I think once O'Leary understood the technique that he was supposed to play, he's playing well and he's doing a good job. And also, you know, because of Brady Burke being out, he has to start at offensive guard as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be a big test this week trying to control Russell's running game. Going over to the other side of the ball on offense, Hunter Boone didn't play a whole lot last week, so maybe he'll be fresh and ready to go and can stretch the field a little bit this week.
Yeah, and maybe so, but, you know, I told Sean Thompson, I really liked what he did last week, and even though it was against Fulton County, mm-hmm. I liked the fact that he was putting Mason Myers at quarterback, that he's putting Gavin Dickerson at quarterback, that he's putting Devin Nesbitt at quarterback and doing some things with him, because that keeps the defense off balance, and that's what we need to have. We need to have defenses guessing, and then that way you can get the ball in the hands of your playmakers other than just pitching and throwing the ball out to somebody, that they're going to have to honor that stuff. So that's what we're going to have to have. We're going to have motions. We're going to have misdirections. You know, we're going to have to make sure that we get the ball in Mason Myers' hands and let him run. And I think that he's ran the ball well. Gavin Dickerson has to be able to run the ball. He's a power runner. You know, and if we were running the eye, then I'd put him at fullback and let him run the fullback and give him a fullback. He's that tough. But, you know, you have Ethan Hunt, who is, he catches the ball, he's still – he'll break the record for the number of games catching the ball. So he's a solid receiver out there. We got to make sure that we get him the ball out there. But then you have Devin Nesbitt and Charlie Johnson that are good runners. But you know, you have Brandon Lamy who has come on late as a receiver. And he's got athletic ability that we can handle the ball and run it. The key is very simple. That we're shorthanded on the offensive line. We're inexperienced offensive line, and you know, I'm the type of person that's that likes to grind it out, play ball control, but we don't have a lineman for that, and we can't do that. We have to figure out a way, and that's why we're coaching. We have to figure out a way to do that. It's easy to second guess us and sit in the stands and say we need to do something, but you know, when you're out there every day with them and you know what's going to happen, then we're challenged very simple. Get the ball in our playmakers' hands the best that we can so we can have success, and we have to find that out. You know, it's simple to just line up and hand it to somebody in the backfield, but then you got five guys up front that have to block for them, and when you do that, then you bring the defense down with you instead of spreading them out. That's why everybody's going to the spread nowadays. Is because it allows you to get the ball in the playmaker's hands with space and open space, so you have to become good at open field tackle instead of gang tackling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've mentioned several of the guys this week, and a lot of them are chasing records. If you want to see where Mason Myers stands on punt kickoff returns for a touchdown, or where Hunter Boone is on the all-time career passing list, or you know that Dylan Smith is somewhere in the top 10 now in career tackles, go online. You can see all that, where Andy Hunt puts all this together, and we post it on the Rocket website. Check that out, and it's very detailed, thorough information, and I know the kids like it, and we appreciate Andy keeping up with it.
And Andy
stuff.
Does a great job with it. I mean, I don't know how he comes up with it, but he comes up with it, and it's amazing. And we appreciate the work that he does, and hopefully he's healing. And you know, if you're listening out there, Andy, we wish you well in recovery.
I think he could play this week, honestly, Coach.
You think he can? Well, let's suit him up.
Yeah, I think at this point he may just be hurt and not injured.
Okay. Well, they need to know the difference between injury and hurt. So.
Well, Russellville is a team that we know this team quite well. Throughout history, Crittenden County has played Russellville 46 times. There's only one other team we've played more, and that's Caldwell County. So we know Russellville. We've had their number at times. We need to find it again this week. And we know their number is quite varied this season, because they have a number of running backs and quarterbacks. And you know, you look down the list, number 20, number 25,
number 33, number 4, number 10, number 9, number 2. Remember those, because all those guys have 200 more yards rushing this season, and a few of them have over 500. I mean,
yeah, well, I can tell you number 9 and number 25 and number 10.
Drew West is their fullback you were talking about.
Yeah, but, that's the one that came in last year and played. He's just starting fullback.
And then the Drumgold
is number 25. Yeah. And He's a speedster.
He came in from...
He was there. He was there before. Left and went to Georgia and came back. And then the quarterback is...
Jalen McMurray.
Yeah, and he's one that, if you remember last year, he stuck it in the belly of that fullback and everybody thought that he had it.
And he was pulling goal.
He was gone.
Yeah.
And he can run it. So somebody told him that he can do that more because he is doing it more.
Is this when they take the bulbs out of some of the lights so you can't tell who's got the ball? With those black uniforms and it's hard to tell, run that option up the gut like that. And they can throw the ball. McMurray's thrown the ball, completed 19 passes this year, but when you look at the fact that seven of those have gone for touchdowns, they're pretty efficient with it when they throw it.
That's what I said. They lure you to sleep, and then they throw it. So,
yeah, going to be a formidable opponent this week. And as you mentioned, this game decides whether or not we're a number one seed or a number two seed going into the playoffs. Either way, win or lose this week, we do host a first round game in the Class A playoffs. Looks like we'll either have Fort Knox or Caverna here. And we'll have a week off. We'll have our 10th week is a bye week. And that's the first time I remember that being.
No, we've had it before, a bye week. But on the 10th week. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But if you remember correctly, Ballard was slated and scheduled at the beginning of the year.
For the 10th week, you had to change that.
And we changed it because Ballard had only 8 games on the schedule and wanted us, needed us to change it so they could add more teams on there. So, and it wasn't a big deal to us, so that's why that we had the 10th week open.
It's just kind of tough.
You can use it different ways. Yeah. If you have a big district, tough district ball game at the end, then you have a week to heal.
Yeah.
And so at the negative part of it, you really don't want to have an off week the week before you play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If you have a tough playoff, but we'll use it to our advantage, and it won't be a factor that we didn't play.
None of our guys that are out need an extra week other than maybe Brady. Now, I think there's a shot that Brady Burke can come back, right?
No, I think the doc told him he was 8 weeks. And we thought it was going to be four or five.
Well, big game this week down at Russellville. It's a long trip. Get on 6880 and take off. The good thing is it's 4-lane now. It takes a lot less time. It used to be two-lane, and that was a miserable trip back then. Yep. So.
And the stadium is not at the high school. It is downtown. And I think is that the old high school that used to be the old high school there?
There's a school there. I assume that's probably a middle school. It may indeed be the old high school. I'm not 100% sure with that. But, there's some historic homes downtown. In fact, John J. Crittenden, who Crittenden County is named for, lived not far from the stadium there.
Yeah,
and it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Go by see his house. It's marked with a historical marker. But Russellville is a very storied and historic town. It was where the old stagecoach road, the earliest pioneer roads, went through Russellville. And that's one. Mm-hmm. There's your little tidbit for the week.
I'll take it back. Ponder on it.
Good luck this week, Coach Darns. We'll go down to Russellville and take on the Panthers.
All right, buddy. Thank you.